to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, August 17th, 2012. Pau Hana Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. End of the week. We can take a break and relax over the weekend, we hope, depending upon what these maniacs in charge of the various governments of the world are deciding to do as soon as today's news cycle closes here. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials and answering the phones. And the lovelier Claire will be joining us in hour number three to share her insights and words of wisdom with the rest of us there. So no offense, Crystal, but I'm prejudiced and biased on this situation. If I seem a little frazzled this morning, I was kind of late getting started here. I got up this morning, spun up my computer, and opened up Outlook, and every time I try to look at anything, I got this messaging system returns unknown error. Don't you just love these computer errors that are completely unhelpful? You're not seeing anything. You know you've got a problem. You know, it's an unknown error. Yes, I already knew that. Thank you very much. And so in searching for a repair, I went out on the net for, you know, how do you fix a corrupted PST file? And I got up something like 20 different products available for sale to repair a corrupted Microsoft Outlook file. And every one of those ads is an admission. Yeah, we know Microsoft put out a product that can corrupt its own data from time to time. And in a way, Microsoft has spawned this whole secondary business of companies that make products to repair the problems in Microsoft's products. And that, too, is a symptom of fascism. The little tablet that I bought for my wife because she was having, you know, issues with the little tiny screen on the iPhone, that was giving us problems yesterday, and we called Office Depot, where we bought the thing, just 6 months ago, and we got the usual runaround about, oh, no, we can only replace it if it's in 30 days, and you have to send it to the manufacturer, and you have to document that you bought it on time, and you have to call this number in the accounting department and all the rest of this stuff, and finally we just gave up here, and I am not ever going back to Office Depot again, which is hard, because here in the state of Hawaii, you've got like one of each kind of store. It's not like a big city where if one store is abusing their customers, they walk a block and there's another similar store they can do business with. So I'm going to have to be driving into Honolulu to go to the Staples over there. And they're probably going to have the same attitude toward their customers because that's the American way. I got this kind of interesting email chastising me for my criticism of the claim that the Western wildfires were all the blame of global warming and saying, blaming it on the irrigation system and the lack of resources and everything, that's really secondary, that it was global warming that dried it out. And they said, look at the temperatures they're reporting in some of these places. And they said, yeah, half the state's on fire. Where do you think all that heat is going? It's blowing across the state, and it's influencing all the thermometers there. So it's not a question of global warming driving the fires. It's the fires driving the rising temperatures. I don't know. Some people get into a belief in a blind agenda, and they will not let go. Now then, since we're talking about computers and computer problems, there is a new security problem involving the iPhone, and apparently it affects all the iPhones, and it's always been there. And apparently, there is a way to change the number that is displayed when an iPhone user views a text message, an SMS, and it can be changed to display another number entirely. And when you hit replay, it goes back to the criminal, the hacker. And apparently it affects a lot of other smartphones. We'll take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone. McDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this iPhone security flaw, and I'm going to recap it real quick because it's something you need to be aware of. I presume you patch. And by the way, apparently phones other than the iPhone are also vulnerable to this flaw. And so basically what goes on, a hacker can send you a text message, and he can change the number that you see on your phone. So you think it's coming from your office, your bank, your mistress. Your gigolo. Whatever. And then when you reply, you're so they can basically spoof you into thinking that, you know, they're your boss. And they send you a text message saying the big meeting with the board of directors has been delayed for 24 hours so you can relax. And you reply back, and the hacker gets the confirmation, and yeehaw, he goes into the meeting, and he gets your job or something like that. So you need to be careful about that. We've almost reached a point with all of the problems inherent in this technology where, and maybe this is just a symptom of my getting older, I'm ready to start living without a lot of this stuff. And I realize for what I'm doing here with the peace activism and the radio show and everything, there's a certain exposure to computers that I have to have. But I'm ready to go back to just an ordinary cell phone that you talk over and doesn't have any of these other features that the hackers are playing around with, because until they can make the technology reliable and secure, I don't want to bother anymore. And obviously because of all of this indemnification of the computer industry, where you can't sue them for these problems. They don't have a reason to change. So good reason to simplify my lifestyle. One more kind of fluffy story before we get into the really serious news here. And it has to do with this story about this airliner, an Air France flight. We're on their way to Beirut, Lebanon. But now, of course, fighting is breaking out there. And so the captain decided to divert to Jordan and was on his way there before he realized he didn't actually have enough fuel to get there. So they have to land in Damascus. And inside Damascus, the airline company credit card would not work because of the economic sanctions imposed on Syria by the West. And so they had to take up a collection among the passengers to pay for the gas to get out of there. And it's a funny story until you realize that you're seeing all this, you know, money junkie behavior all around. I mean, in the old days, before the money junkies were making the safety decisions, passenger airliners would carry extra fuel just in case something happened. But somewhere along the line, somebody looking at a spreadsheet said, you know, it's costing us money to lug all that extra fuel around. We don't need to waste that money. We'll tell the pilot just to put just enough fuel to get to the destination, and then we can put some more paying cargo on there. So, of course, this is what's going to happen. And it's a funny story. Realize all of this politics and whacking on Syria to please Israel and everything, it's starting to have real-world consequences, because this Air France flight could have gotten into trouble. They might have crashed. And then, of course, the corporate media would claim it was Al-Qaeda terrorists brought it down. They were standing on the wing with a straw, siphoning out the fuel tanks in midair and all the rest of that stuff. So this is your captain panhandling and so forth and so on. Let's see. All right. Obviously, some news from the surface of Mars. The cameras are working great. They're starting to take these amazing panoramas of the landing area and get a look at the terrain. And it is very interesting terrain because back when we put Viking down on Mars, they deliberately chose the most boring, dull, flat terrain they could for issues of safety. But with this gizmo that put the rover down exactly where they wanted it to go, they landed in the much more geologically interesting areas. Apparently, over the last 4 days, they have been updating the software on the rover, and apparently the computer memory on the rover, Curiosity, is so limited, they had to have one set of software programs for the landing, and then they had to basically dump that and upload all new software to put it in what's called rover mode. So probably sometime either today or tomorrow, they'll crank up those wheels, make sure that they're working, and start trundling out of the landing site where the soil has been contaminated by the rocket exhaust, and they'll start getting into some pristine territory, and they get down to some really, really interesting science. And, of course, a reminder that on Monday's show, Dr. Gilbert Levin, who designed the label release experiment on the original Viking, which first gave indications that there was life on Mars, he'll be a guest on our show here to talk about all of that stuff, and it is very exciting for anybody who's a space enthusiast. All right, obviously, getting back here to planet Earth, the news is not encouraging. Israel is once again out there screaming about an attack on Iran. Israel is urging the U.S. decision on Iran strike. They want a commitment that the either one of the presidents or either one of the candidates will promise that they will throw America's babies onto the bayonets of Iran, because Iran are bad people. And you should want to kill them for Israel, because they kind of sort of maybe might one day down the road think about planning to prepare to make a nuclear weapon, which is an excuse that could be used to invade any country, because it's not that hard to make a nuclear weapon. It's one of those things everybody kind of knows how to do that right about now. Israel is urging the U.S. decision. They want it right now, 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 now. Now, Ehud Barak is out there saying, we must make an Iran decision now. We know what their decision is, to send the Americans to kill their enemies, as usual. And to sort of ratchet up the rhetoric, we have Israel's former military intelligence chief is out there saying, Iran is not afraid of the United States. Like, that's a motivation? We should attack somebody because they're not afraid of us? Next, we're going to hear Iran thinks the United States are all cowards. And Iran thinks Americans have really ugly dogs. And they smell funny and they dress badly. They have no sense of style or rhythm. And Ahmadinejad is secretly having sex with all of your sisters and wives. I mean, they're just going to keep on shouting these ridiculous things to say why we should go to war with Iran. I don't need Iran to be afraid of us. In fact, if you're going to have commerce and peace, the idea is to get the fear down. I'm sure Iran is greatly concerned about the United States right now because they saw what the United States did to Iraq, which also did not have weapons of mass destruction. So this idea that Iran is not afraid of the United States, I'm sure that they are. But Iran continues to play by the rules of international diplomacy and the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, and the United States and Israel are not. And that is really the reality. Now, we're starting to get leaks of this secret war plan by Netanyahu to go in and attack Iran. And the major features are that Israel will cripple the entire country of Iran with a massive cyber attack that'll shut down all the power supplies, shut down all communications, so Iran will be deaf, dumb, and blind when the missiles and assassin teams come on in. And maybe that's what the plan is. But the leaking of this plan has nothing to do with Iran. It's all about Netanyahu selling this war to his own people. Because the Israeli people and the Israeli government and the Israeli military are very, very concerned that if Israel attacks Iran, there's going to be a counterattack. And there's no guarantee the United States is going to come in to defend Israel, certainly not before the election. And so the leaking of this plan is Netanyahu's bluff, not against Iran, but against his own people and his own government. He's basically standing there saying, we've got this plan. We're just going to shut him down and go in and pound him and then scurry back home, and they will not be in a position to fight back. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons to sell you. Because Iran has their military set up like the American military. It's got its own power supply. It's got its own dedicated communication lines. All the hacker attacks in the world are not going to shut down radios. Low-tech rules. Remember, in the run-up to the war with Iraq, they were having war games on how they were going to defeat Iraq, and they had this American general was ordered to be the opposing commander to play the role of Iraq. And all he did was shut down all of his computers and all of his satellite encrypted radios, and he went back to low-tech stuff that worked in World War II. And he clobbered the simulated American forces. And they had to keep resetting the games and reviving dead troops and, you know, magically restoring tanks that had been destroyed. And in the end, they wound up literally ordering him to lose because he kept showing how this much vaunted American technological superiority could be defeated. And the same thing's going to happen. Iran already knows they're going to be attacked with cyber weapons because it's already happened. They already talked about disconnecting their internet from the rest of the world, which presumably they will do the moment they think Israel is serious about an attack or the United States is serious about an attack. And by now, I am sure they have taken the adequate preparations so that their military command and control systems, C-cubed, command, control, and communication, are protected against hacker attacks or anything like that. And so Netanyahu is bluffing. And he's not bluffing Iran. He's bluffing his own people. He's lying them into supporting a new war with this idea that we'll just go in, they'll welcome us with flowers and kisses, it'll be over in a week. We've heard those promises before, and they never really work out. Meanwhile, we're getting word that in this this new meeting of the non-aligned nations, King Abdullah actually seated Ahmadinejad right next to him. This is a very symbolic and important gesture, and one that the U.S. and Israel are probably going to be having nightmares about. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? with a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. Mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at my email, and somebody just informed me that Staples is owned by Bain Capital. So I guess I'm really in a lot of trouble here on the island of Oahu. I guess I'm going to have to go back to publishing whatrehappened.com on tablets. So I hope you all can read cuneiform. Let's see, another story that just came in. Apparently, the tendency to deliberately mistranslate the statement of Iran's government is back in business. AP today is reporting that Iran's leadership is saying Israel's existence is an insult to all humanity. Well, that's not actually what Ahmadinejad said. He said the Zionist regime is an insult to all humanity. He didn't include all of Israel in the Israelis. He's criticizing the government. And the point here is, you know, you can say Obama ought to be impeached and tried and thrown in jail, but that's not calling for the end to all of America. Quite the contrary, it's calling for the rescue of America. But AP is trying to basically distort what Ahmadinejad said and turn it into a threat, an existential threat against Israel, because that, of course, is Israel's big thing. We face an existential threat. No, you don't. You've got all those nuclear warheads in the United States to back you up. You've never had an existential threat. It's just the cover you use to steal of other people's country. They'll grab a strip of land and say, we need this for our security buffer to protect ourselves from the existential threat. And then they start building in the strip of land and say, oh, war. We've lost our security buffer. We need to grab another piece of land, on and on and on. Don't take my word for it. Go look at the map of Israel and Palestine from Israel's creation to today, and you will see who is really wiping who off of the map. And it's not Iran. Now, let's see. Turkey is advising their citizens to avoid all non-essential travel to Lebanon following the kidnapping of two Turkish nationals there. And, of course, now we have this Air France incident where they decided to change their destination because of fighting along the road here. Now, let me ask you a question. When the Egyptian Revolution happened, did you see the people of Egypt cross the border into Libya and start kidnapping Libyans or Libyans? The only reason for this hired mercenary army in Syria to be crossing into Lebanon is they're trying to deliberately expand the war across the region in order to bring on the war with Iran. This hired mercenary army in Syria, the so-called Free Syria Army, are not acting like a genuine popular uprising. They're acting like a covert invasionary force whose agenda, whose purpose, their paid job is to escalate the war and spread it as fast and as far as they can. Now, turning to the economy, another one of the lockups expired and Facebook shares have hit a new low. And they plunged pretty much from the opening and now they've sort of hit a floor and it's being held at that floor. Let's take a look here and it's saying about 3.8% down off of this morning's open. And it's only going to get worse. There are more of these lockout periods expiring in 3 months and 6 months. This thing's going to go on losing money. And everybody who has put money into it to try and prop it up, they're taking a bath on this. It doesn't make sense for somebody who's investing in the stock market to make money to be buying Facebook right now. It's being propped up. It's being manipulated for other reasons, probably non-financial. So just words to the wisdom. We can see the plunge protection team is out massaging the stock market. So it will have a happy ending by the end of the day, because they don't want the investors and the money junkies to be upset and crying through the weekend. All righty, let's see, moving right along. Now, over in Europe, you know, along with the name-calling that we're getting from Israel that, you know, Iran thinks, you know, we have ugly dogs and all the rest of that, the European Union is basically coming out and screaming that the U.S. are cowards, and so are the IMF. We're afraid to help Europe anymore. And they're trying to dare us and goad us into doing something to fix the European Union's economic woes. We can't even fix our own right now. And so to our listeners in Europe, we're not timid. We just don't have that 11th marble. And as a side note, our government lost its marbles a long time ago. Europe's debt, like that of every other nation enslaved to a private central bank that issues all the public currency as a loan at interest, is an unpayable black hole you cannot escape from, and you might as well get used to it. Or you can shut down those private central banks issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest, which is how Andrew Jackson solved the problem. Or you could follow the Iranian model and just start hanging the crooked fingers. Good idea. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America, and we are getting breakup of our signal from RBN. I hope my voice is coming back to you clear. But again, as the infrastructure decays, okay, I'm assured by Crystal in our control room that you can still hear me, so you have my deepest sympathies. Anyway, getting back to the news of the economy. Seven banks are now under investigation for the global interest rate scandal. We mentioned this before, but I'm repeating it as a prelude to the stories that are about to follow. And this, of course, is tied up in the LIBOR, the London Interbank Offer Rate, in which there was a global system setting interest rates for a total of $360 trillion in international deposits. And they affect the price of consumer loans, mortgages, car loans, credit card, student loans. They also affect the payments, the earnings on money market funds, mutual funds, various other financial instruments. Anytime somebody rigs a financial indicator, somebody gains, but somebody else has to lose. There's no magic way to just make everybody rich. All of these financial shenanigans were designed to make Party A richer or at least solvent at the expense of Party B. We had that story yesterday where Geithner in a private meeting basically admitted Obama's housing policy is designed to sacrifice American homeowners in order to cushion the landing for the banks. Because those banks are more important than you are. You're just a carbon-based life form. They're banks. They're sacrosanct. They're most holy. Worship the banks. No sacrifice is too great to save them. So basically, they're looking at Barclays, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, JP Morgan Chase, Royal Bank of Scotland, UBS, and now Lloyds has been added to the list. So it's eight. These are the big players. This isn't some fringe bank, you know, up in North Dakota that was gaming their credit card stuff. We're talking about the main money center banks that are basically sitting at the apex of this gigantic Ponzi scheme called private central banking. This is the new biggest financial crime in history, and nobody's getting investigated. They let MF Global walk. Corzine's already starting a new hedge fund. They're going to go right back to doing what they did before because it makes them rich and nothing bad happens to them. Iceland throws people like this in prison. Iran is hanging them. At this point, I'm ready to go with George Carlin. Let's crucify him. Now, one of the reasons the bankers are getting away with it is because Congress, the federal government, is just as corrupt, and they're just as willing to throw you under a bus to save a few percentage points on a bank balance sheet. So apparently there's a new scandal where back when they were starting to issue subpoenas regarding the collapse of Countrywide Financial, the subpoenas were written to exclude any records where members of Congress got VIP discounted loans from the company. See, that's how you hand out the goodies without it being an outright bribe. You loan a member of Congress a large sum of money at steeply discounted rates, which means the congressman can take his time paying it back, if he ever actually does. Or he can take that discounted money and go out and play in the stock market, which is a no-lose situation because of all that insider information they have from inside the Capitol building. It's just completely corrupted from top to bottom. Now, CNBC earlier today admitted, in the event of the major banks going bust, you are still on the hook. The federal government has done nothing to find an alternative solution to dealing with the banking collapse other than to simply pour more taxes on you, take whatever wealth you have and give it to the banks, like Roosevelt did with gold. And as long as you go on signing those checks without complaint, the money junkies don't have a reason to seek alternative solutions. They love the system the way it is. It works for them. They don't have a reason to change, just like all these computer software companies, because of the laws protecting them from lawsuits. They don't have a reason to put out better product. And that's why companies that used to make good products, like Hewlett-Packard or Adobe, their current offerings are just terrible. I'm trying to master a Blu-ray disc of these videos we've made for Claire's music. And the software says it's okay, and the preview mode says it's okay, but when we burn the Blu-ray disc, the play all won't work. What a mess they've created. We spend so much time working, but not actually getting any work done because we're constantly dealing with all these problems here. Getting back to the banks, we mentioned before that banks are falsifying credit card lawsuits in 90% of the cases here. So every aspect of the financial system is operating as a criminal enterprise. It's all fraud here. Now, there's a class action lawsuit getting underway against eight financing companies for abusive foreclosure practices in Ohio, where they basically preparing, executing, notarizing fraudulent court documents, an assignment of mortgages. And lawsuit is saying that they would had a different division of the company would go to the people being foreclosed on and offer to help them manage the default and charge them unreasonably high fees. They're getting you at both ends. They screw you up with a fraudulent mortgage, and then they offer to sell you help in just how you're going to come out of the mortgage. And they're overcharging you for the service, and you don't know which side the default management company is on. Are they really there to help the homeowner, or are they there to help persuade the homeowner to just go along with the foreclosure? And the homeowner is going to listen to this because this is their paid expert helping them, and they don't realize they're owned by the same mortgage company here. And a lot of this is going back to this issue where you cannot foreclose on a house unless you have both the note and the mortgage. It's not legal standing to foreclose on the homeowners. And when the clients did not have the proper documents, this lawsuit is saying they just faked them. They just faked them. Great deal of fakery. You know, what an irony that this is taking place in Ohio, because I happen to have an Ohio, State of Ohio notary stamp. So I can just put that on there, sign a thing on there, and it's now an official notarized document in the state of Ohio. And of course, like everything else on paper in the United States of America, it's completely and utterly worthless. But this stuff is just continuing to go on. Now, there's an interesting story out of Arizona. There was a 52-year-old gentleman who, because of health problems, had fallen behind on his mortgage. And the bank said, we're thinking about foreclosing. So he calls up the payment office at the bank, and he says, what do I need to pay you to bring my mortgage up to date and stop the foreclosure? And they told him $21,573. So this guy sends the money to the bank. The bank acknowledges receiving the payment, and they still foreclosed his home. These banks are not, they don't care. They don't care. They're looking for excuses to seize properties. And they figure if somebody catches them doing something wrong, they'll just hire more lawyers. And the reason they're doing this, the reason they are so predatory, the reason they're willing to break the law and take homes whose mortgages are up to date, in some cases take homes where the mortgages were the completely different institution. In a couple of notorious cases, they foreclosed on homes that didn't even have mortgages. And the reason they're behaving like this, and the reason the government is letting them do it, and I've mentioned this before, that monthly payment you are making on your mortgage, your car loan, your student loan, whatever, is not enough to save the banks from becoming insolvent as they continue to have to spend more and more money to clean up the mess from the mortgage-backed security fraud. In order to stay technically solvent, they need the full value of your house on their balance sheet as an asset. Not just your house, but millions of houses across America. And they're not even taking care of the houses. They're not paying the upkeep. The properties are going to be... They don't care, because that's down the road. And right now, they just need to keep that bottom line number on the balance sheet out of the red so that they can stay in business and go on doing more of what they're doing. Now, the Washington State Supreme Court has ruled unanimously that the mortgage industry's system, the MERS, the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, which is at the heart of a lot of this mess, lacks authority to start out-of-court foreclosures and has probably violated state consumer protection laws. Now, there are two issues with MERS that we need to look at. The first is it's a tax avoidance scheme, because most states, in fact, I think all 50 states, have a tax on transfer of a title to a house. And so with all of this bundling of mortgages and notes and titles and all the rest of it, every time they changed hands, the tax would be applied. So the scam was to put all the mortgages in this mortgage electronic registration system, and that became the owner of record. And then they would simply pass around the tokens as to who had, the links to which mortgages. And it was a huge tax avoidance scheme. So even as these people were making billions and billions of dollars, I'm starting to sound like Carl Sagan, billions and billions of dollars wafting across Wall Street, and they were stiffing the taxpayers. They were stiffing the state governments. And the other issue is, and I raised this possibility before and nobody really talked about it, what if there was a software problem. Because this the group that runs MERS, it's a small office. They don't have a lot of people. What if there was a software problem, and this is the root cause of why so many notes got disconnected from the mortgages and why so many mortgages wound up pledged multiple times into different financial offerings? That may be a Gordian knot that nobody can untie. Meanwhile, at the state level, local governments are starting to look at a rather heavy-handed option to deal with underwater mortgages. Seize them under eminent domain and declare the properties technically condemned so the mortgage would default and simply go away. We have a caller on the line, Lori in Ohio. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hi, I just happened to be listening, and I heard you were talking about the Ohio class action, and I am one of the lead plaintiffs on the class action.
Good for you. Please continue.
I just caught the tail end of what you were saying about the suit, but you're absolutely right. This behavior that has been, being ignored, by everyone, and is being supported. They have their support system as well with the servicers and the attorneys, and they can't do this all alone. So there's a lot of people, putting their hand into the greed machine crank out
phrase. These
documents. Pardon?
I said I like that phrase, the greed machine. I'm going to have to steal that from you.
Well, that's exactly what it is, and that's what it all boils down to. This is all about what is good for them, what's lucrative, and there's nothing going on that's helping the homeowner.
No, there isn't at all. And again, this goes back to a policy decision that was made in 2008 when it all started coming apart. And they knew there was going to be a problem. The warning signs were there, but the Bush administration was trying to sort of cover it over ahead of the 2008 election. Didn't work. It fell apart 1 month before the election. But they made a policy decision that they weren't going to investigate or prosecute any of the criminal wrongdoing. They were just going to loot the American people to save the banks because they had to protect the reputation and trustworthiness and credibility of the American financial system. And even the IMF now is starting to hem and haw in their official statements that maybe that was not such a smart idea, looking back over the years of devastation here, that maybe Iceland did have the right idea, that bankers should not be above the law. And, of course, we all know about Obama's foreclosure settlement, where they went around to all 50 states and they arm-twisted the state's attorneys general to drop all investigations and proceedings on the assurance the federal government would look into it and take care of it. And all the federal government did was sort of retroactively indemnify all of these financial services companies, and then they hit them with a token fine. I mean, to you and I, it sounds like it was a lot of money, but when you look at how much the mortgage-backed security fraud cost the taxpayer, and when you look at how many billions of dollars all of these financial managers were making in compensation, the fine, it's a wrist slap at best. And when you send a message out like that to the financial system that you can pull off a fraud of that magnitude and nothing will happen to you, they're going to do it again.
Well, absolutely, and that's what they're continuing to do so. If people like myself that are trying to use every resource available to fight back and stay in their home, I'm facing an eviction on this coming Wednesday.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
We are negotiating. We're still negotiating. It's ridiculous that we're in the situation that we're in to begin with. This is truly to no fault of our own. We have filed part of a class action as a lead plaintiff. We filed additional lawsuits, based on fraud against some of the servicer. The mortgage broker that was supposedly, doing an H4H loan for us, an FHA H, Hope for Homeowners loan, who was in Ohio. They push you, they find the homeowner and they see, one little weak link, and then they just further push you into a more of a distressed situation.
That's basically it, because the goal is to get the entire value of your home on their balance sheet. They don't care about that monthly
payment.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Why would they help the American homeowner, whether they're underwater and current in their mortgage, or if they are in a situation where their, you know, hours got cut and they need a couple months to get
helping
back on their
feet? Helping the homeowners is not the issue. Helping the homeowners was never the issue, even with all this talk about, you know, assisting the homeowners, and all of these mortgage modifications turned out to be a trap where they were telling people you've got to be 2 months behind on your mortgage to qualify for a mortgage modification. They'd slip two payments, and the next thing you know, they're in foreclosure. It was just another way of scamming people.
Sure.
Because the goal is for the banks to take possession of all the real estate as assets on their balance sheets to stay solvent. What is going on here is wealth confiscation from the American people, just like Roosevelt did in 1933, only it's done in a very tricky way to fool you into thinking that this was all your own fault that you lost your home. And it's good.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And hello, hi America, welcome back to the show. And still talking with Lori in Ohio about the class action suit against all of these mortgage companies. And the important thing to remember is that Obama's foreclosure settlement stopped all governmental investigations, criminal investigations, into the behavior of the banks and the mortgage companies. But he can't stop civil lawsuits. Every American citizen has the right to go into a court and file a lawsuit against these companies. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is we are starting to see federal judges who hear these cases start to come up with some pretty bizarre rulings in order to protect the money junkies. And there was a case this last week involving one of these companies that was up to their neck in the mortgage-backed security fraud, and they were caught commingling what are supposed to be segregated depositor funds with their own investment funds, and lost it. It wasn't MF Global, but it was another company like it, and I can't remember off the top of my head which one it was. But the judge basically ruled that since the financial institution did not intend to harm their depositors, there was no reason to proceed with a criminal investigation. And this is extraordinarily bizarre. They broke the law. You know, if you run somebody over on the street by accident, obviously there was no intent to harm that person, but you're still going to lose your driver's license and probably go to jail. There is a law. Don't hit people on the street. There is a law. Keep depositor funds segregated. And the financial institution broke that law, and the judge just basically let them walk on that, which is why we have so many financial writers saying right now, be very careful where you have your money, because the legal protections of your money inside a bank are just about gone. So, Lori, would you do me a favor and drop me an email, because I want to put you in touch with a guy named Bill Shaw, who used to be a regular guest on our show, and he's going to be coming back on in the near future. And he and his associates may have some advice for you. So send me an email, and we'll trade some info, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks. All right, good luck. I hope you keep your home, and we're going to switch over to John in Arizona. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm a little confused about this foreclosure issue, because what I was hearing for a long time was that the banks were somewhat reticent to foreclose, because if they did, then they would have to show the actual value of that property on their books. I had a friend who was in foreclosure for 3 years, and they didn't go after him, and then finally they forced the issue. I don't know why, but I'm still not understanding. If they foreclose those homes and then they put them on their balance sheet, don't they have to show the market value, which is far less than if they just had them out there?
Well, the thing is, even a reduced market value represents a lot more money on their balance sheet than a value of nothing, you know, other than the monthly payment. And like I said, it's all a question of needing that value now. Plus, the banks have been sort of handed a carte blanche to value the assets at whatever they think they're worth.
Uh-huh.
And not, you know, and there's a lot of game playing going on, like the shadow inventory, to try and keep housing prices up for that very, very reason.
Right.
Yeah, the reason it may have taken 3 years for the foreclosure on your friend is because when this whole foreclosure thing began and the mortgage electronic registration system had made a complete mishmash of the whole thing, some of these proceedings were taking years to get through the courts. But now the process has been streamlined and sped up, even with all the fraud, and now the foreclosures are accelerating again. We got to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the call, John.
Uh-huh.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you again?